kids, because everything that's gone on this morning, everything that they've said, everything that's read off the cards, all the songs that have been chosen have been picked by them. So they've written their own scripts this morning. So can we give our kids a massive round of applause? Okay, but it won't be Christmas without a little bit of a message. So this morning I have the privilege of bringing this message to you. Have we got any lights? Oh, that's better. I can see what I'm reading now. So I love how before I even knew what Liz was going to speak on last Sunday at the carol service, I love how God was speaking to me about what to bring to you lot this morning, because that actually ties in really, really nicely. You know, God, Liz talks about God giving us more than we hope for. And my title for this morning is The Gifts Within the Gift. Okay, so I'm going to start just by reminding us a little bit of the Christmas story. And I'm reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. And it says this. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind then to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, you may have gathered already, but I absolutely love Christmas. It's one of my favourite times of year, and it's that time of year that just generally makes me feel excited. And I will be completely 100% honest with you. I love presents. When it comes to Christmas, I just love the whole presents thing, whether it's buying presents, whether it's wrapping them, whether it's giving them out, whether it's receiving presents. That's always a good thing, isn't it? Whatever it is to do with presents, I just absolutely love it. And you might be able to tell that the theme we've picked today was that of the song that we played at the beginning, and it is the best present of all. So we've had this theme of presents and gifts running through the service. You may notice we played Pass the Parcel. We've given you the gift of chocolate. And all the songs that the kids have chosen talk about this gift of Jesus at Christmas. Now I've got a question. Who is like me and likes receiving presents? Show of hands. Is anybody willing to tell me what they think their best ever? So keep your hands up if you're willing to tell me the best present that you have ever received. So either for your birthday or for Christmas. Go on, Caroline. Oh, did anybody hear? Paul bought her a bunch of flowers every month for a year. I will just say, husbands, take note. Can anybody up that? Can anybody? Yeah. Go on, Angie. Oh, go on. Oh. Ooh. Just don't tell everyone. That's. Go on, Sharon. Oh, that's lovely. Linda. Car as a surprise present. Okay, so we're getting this idea of really, really, really good presents there. Now, do you know what? It's not bad to like or enjoy receiving presents or gifts from others. When you give people a gift, it's just one way of you showing them, or if someone gives you a gift, it's just your way of showing them that you care for them or that you love someone. And you know what? When God sent his son Jesus, that's exactly what he was doing. He was saying, this is how much I love you. This is how much you all sat out there, this is how much you mean to me, that I would give you my son, I would give of myself to you so that I can be with you every day. I've already said that I really love presents and I just love giving gifts. But the thing that you need to know about me is that I find it really, really hard to give just one present. So if it's someone's birthday or if it's Christmas, I find it really hard to just wrap up one thing. Even if it's cost me a lot of money, I find it really hard to just wrap up one thing and give one thing. I find it really, really hard. So, for example, if I were to give someone a mug, I would have to fill it with, like, sachets of hot chocolate and chocolates and nice things. Or if I was buying someone a pencil case, I'd have to fill it with the things that the pencil case needs. I just can't do it. It's part of who I am. It's in my nature to give. And as I was thinking about what I'm like when it comes to giving presents, I began thinking about God, and I began thinking about how what he was like when he gave us or when he gives us his gifts. And I say this because I've been thinking about the Christmas story. It occurred to me that God didn't just send one single gift that had one purpose, that had one part, or just simply did one thing or one use. When God sent Jesus, he sent us this one big gift with lots of little parts and layers to it. And there's more to this gift that we were given at Christmas all them years ago than first meets the eye. And I think what we need to do this morning and what we're going to attempt to do this morning is look closer and unwrap the gifts that were given when God sent Jesus. So the thing I want to ask you this morning is, when God sent Jesus for you, have you really thought about what he has actually given to you? I was thinking about this and I started to think of a list of the gifts that are found within this gift of Jesus. And these are some of the ones that I thought of. So there's grace, there's joy, family, healing, freedom, God's presence, hope, love, peace, mercy, salvation, eternal life. And do you know what? There are more. And I'm sure that as I'm sat there reeling off that list, some of you are sat there going, oh yeah, and there's that gift and that gift and that gift as well. So there are so many more things to add to the list. Now, I'm not going to explore all of these this morning, but I am going to spend just a few minutes looking at three of them, because as much as I would love to talk about all of them, we could be here till New Year's Eve, and that would be even worse than the pasta parcel from up until Christmas Day. So hopefully, we're just going to look at three, and what I'm hopefully going to do is just aid us in beginning to unwrap the gifts within the gift. So the first gift that I want to focus in on is this gift of peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 in the Message says this: "For a child is born to us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to the wholeness he brings." Same verse, but in the Voice translation says this: "Hope of all hopes, dream of our dreams, a child is born, sweet breathed, a son is given to us, a living gift. And even now, with tiny features and dewy hair, he is great. The power of leadership and the weight of authority will rest on his shoulders. His name will know in many ways. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Dear Father Everlasting, Ever Present, Never Failing, Master of Wholeness, Prince of Peace." You know, when God sent Jesus, he did it so that we could experience real and true peace. I'll say it again. When God sent Jesus, he did it so that we could know and experience real and true peace. This is a peace that he sent not just to be accepted once, not just to be used once, but it's there for every day. Every single day of our lives, God sent us this gift of peace. And it's about experiencing wholeness. The verses above describe Jesus as the master of wholeness. You know, it says that there are no limits to the wholeness that he brings. And when God sent Jesus, he did it so that we could have a life that is full. Full of him and full of all his goodness. Not a life that is full of worry and lack. So when we look at this first gift within the gift, if you like, that has been given to us at Christmas, as we unwrap this layer, as we look at what we were actually given, we were given more than just a person, but peace and wholeness goes beyond what we can imagine. The second gift is the gift of freedom. Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5 in the Passion says this: "But when that era came to an end and the time of fulfillment had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the written law. Yet all of this was so that he would redeem and set free all those held hostage to the written law, so that we would receive our freedom and a full and legal adoption as his children." As we have this gift further, you know, the Bible there very, very clearly tells us that God sent us this gift of freedom. So we've got peace. And with that comes the freedom. And that freedom comes through Jesus. God sent us this gift so we can be free from those things that seek to trap us, the things of the world that seem to hold us down. And this gift of freedom, when we come to worship, it's not so that we're bound by thinking that we have to do it. You know, like Math has often said, we don't have to worship God, we get to worship God. It's not being bound by rules and things like that, but it's about following God and worshiping him because we are free to do it and because we know the peace that he brings. And then the last gift that I just want to focus in on this morning is that was mentioned in the passage I read right at the start, and that is the gift of salvation. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says this: "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." Right. You know, this verse makes it absolutely clear that Jesus was given to us by God to save us from our sins and to save us from being separated from him for an eternity. And as I was reading around this, I found out this very, very interesting fact about the name Jesus. Jesus is the Greek form of Joshua. And Joshua means the Lord saves. And that really, really began to excite me because I thought, actually, there's more to this than actually first meets the eye. Like I already said, there's more to it than meets the eye because actually his name means the Lord saves. And that is literally what he came to do. So I've heard the Christmas story a lot and you hear that the people say, oh, and he was given the name Jesus. But until you look into it, until you get that full understanding, it's really hard to fully grasp this level of giving that God gave to us. And you know, we've all heard that reference in the passage of Matthew. He will be called Emmanuel, God with us. But it was more than that. Yes, he's given this name Emmanuel, but his name, his actual name, Jesus, means the Lord saves. And that is just another layer that we've pulled off, showing of what God gave us in this gift that we were given. In Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And then in the English Standard Version, the first same verse says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." How amazing is that? That God gave us this gift. We haven't had to pay for it. We haven't had to go out and buy it. God has freely given him to us. You know, when we give a gift or a present to someone, they're either going to love it or they're going to hate it. You know, there might be some little middle ground where they go, oh, yeah, it's all right. But reality is, people are either going to like the gift or they're not going to like the gift. An example for you, we gave, James and I, a present to my father-in-law a couple of years ago, and it was a shirt, and he unwrapped it, and he kind of liked it, and then he put it on, and he went, And we'd spent loads of time picking out this really, really lovely shirt. And we thought he came out in it. We went, "Oh, Walt, you look amazing. You look great. Fantastic." And then he went, And you know what that means. So we then said, "Would you like us to take it back? Would you want the receipt so you can go and swap it?" So that's exactly what happened. We went and swapped it for something that made him happy. And you know what? When God sent Jesus, it couldn't be undone. It couldn't be swapped. It was a permanent thing. And even before the angel spoke to Mary in the book of Luke in chapter 1, you know, where the angel Gabriel comes and speaks to Mary, the angel says, you will have a son. It was a done deal. It was already in the pipeline. And you know what? God knew, a little bit like us with the shirt, giving it to our father-in-law, my father-in-law even. It was a risky gift to send. God knew just how risky it was. He knew that not everyone would accept it, and he knew that not everyone would fully open it. You know, the majority of people will know that Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus and that Jesus is God's gift to the earth. People will know it from nativity scenes or from singing carols, but not everyone will take this gift and look past the outward appearance of a baby given at Christmas. Not everyone will open it fully, and God knew that it was a risky gift to give, but he gave it anyway. And in this gift, he gave that gift of salvation, being able to be free from our sin and giving us an eternal life with him. So my final thought that I just want to leave us with today is that even though the birth of Jesus, this act of God giving us this gift, is something that happened so, so long ago, it feels, you know, like forever away because we're so far removed from it. We are given the opportunity every day to discover or rediscover the fullness of this gift that God gave to us at Christmas time. You know, we have the opportunity to come back to this amazing gift and explore more of what was given to us. It's not something to be used once and put away. You know, you get those presents where you think, oh yeah, I'll use it once and then it'll get put to one side. It's not like that. It's a gift that God gave to us along with the peace, the freedom, the salvation. You know, within that, he sent us his presence. It's there for us to have every day. And when we do this, we experience the Prince of Peace and the wholeness that he gives. You know, we have the freedom and we live knowing that we are saved. It is not a gift just to keep to ourselves. So we hear, hopefully we know about this gift, but it's a gift to be shared with others. So as we go away, we're the ones knowing this gift. We need to go away and unpack it more. And as we do, we need to share it with those in our world. So as we begin to unwrap the gifts within the gift, and remember I said a list at the beginning, do you know what, why not go away for yourself and rediscover or discover the gifts that were given to us in this magnificent present at Christmas. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you this morning that you are just an amazing God. And I thank you that we can start to look at and discover or rediscover what it is that you've actually given to us in this present of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that we would each go away and find out something new about you and that you would just begin to live loud in our lives. And Lord God, I pray for everyone here that they would know your peace, know your freedom and know your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.